This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the label for the Muslimah, for the Muslim woman? Even they have a label. The glorious Quran says in Surah Nur, chapter number 24, verse number 31, that say to the believing woman that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty, and display not the beauty except what appears ordinarily off, and draw their veil over the bosom, and display not the beauty except to their husbands, their fathers, their sons, and a big list of mahram, the close relatives who she can't marry, is given. And the criteria for hijab is mentioned in the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. There are basically six criteria. The first is the extent which differs between the man and the woman. For the man, it's from the navel to the knee. For the woman, the complete body should be covered, except the face and the hands up to the wrist. Some scholars say even the feet below the ankle can be seen. There are some scholars who say that even the face and the hands should be covered. This is extinct. The remaining five criteria is the same for the man and the woman. The second is that the clothes they wear, it should not be so tight that it reveals the figure. We have many of our Muslim brothers who wear jeans. There are also stretch jeans, skin-tight stretch jeans. Wearing skin-tight stretch jeans, aura of the man is from the navel to the knee. He cannot wear any clothes which reveal the figure of that part. Skin-tight where you can see the curves. It's not allowed. The third, the clothes they wear, it should not be transparent so that you can see through. The Muslim woman may be covering the body, they may be wearing loose clothes, but it may be transparent, made of georgette or something like that. That's not allowed. Fourth is, it should not be so glamorous that it attracts the opposite sex. Fifth is, it should not resemble that of the unbeliever. Any label which is a specific sign of an unbeliever, a Muslim cannot wear. For example, a Muslim cannot wear a cross. It's a specific sign of Christianity. He cannot wear Om, which is a sign of Hinduism. He cannot wear a Varmilon or a Tika, which is a sign of Hindu. He cannot wear any specific signs, which is a sign of an unbeliever. And the sixth criteria is, you cannot wear clothes that which resemble the opposite sex. If you go to the Western countries, you have many boys and gents, they wear a earring. Only one earring. It has certain significance. If you wear one earring, it has certain significance. And the Indians, whatever America does, after a few years when we follow. And you find even in Bombay nowadays, men wearing one earring. According to Islamic Sharia, you cannot wear clothes that which resembles that of the opposite sex. And the reason for hijab for the woman is given in Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 59. Where it says that, O Prophet, tell your wives and the believing women that when they go abroad, they should put on the cloak so that they shall be recognized and it will prevent them from being molested. The Quran says that hijab has been prescribed for the women so that they shall be recognized and it will prevent them from being molested. For example, if two sisters who are twins, and if both of them are very beautiful, they're equally beautiful. If they're walking down the streets of Bombay, and if one of the twin sister, she's wearing the Islamic hijab, the complete body covered, except the face and the hand up to the wrist, and the other twin sister, she's wearing the Western clothes, the skirt or the mini. And if they're walking down the streets, and if round the corner, there is a hooligan, there is a ruffian, who's waiting for a catch, who's waiting to tease a girl. I'm asking a question, which girl will he tease? Will he tease the girl wearing the Islamic hijab or will he tease the girl wearing the skirt or the mini? Which girl will he tease? But naturally, he will tease the girl wearing the skirt or the mini. The Quran rightly says that hijab has been prescribed for the woman so that it shall prevent them from being molested. There are some of our Muslim sisters who may give the excuse that When we wear the hijab, when we wear the scarf, or when we wear the coat or the hijab, the people, they stare at us. Therefore, it is unnecessary attracting attention. I tell them, I do agree with you. There may be cases in which, because you are unique, no one around you is wearing the hijab. And if you wear the hijab, people may look at you because you're odd, the odd man out, or rather the odd woman out. It may happen. But I tell them that when the people look at you, when you wear the hijab, they don't look at you with lust. They look at you with respect. There's a difference. To the other lady who's wearing the skirt or the mini, the men look at with lust. To you, if they look at you, they look at you with respect. They may look at you because you may look unique. But when they look at you with respect. And you can ask this question to the ladies who do hijab. And even my sister, alhamdulillah, she confirms that because we wear the hijab, alhamdulillah, the people around us respect us. When we go in the bus, they offer us a seat. Alhamdulillah. It elevates the position of the woman. And many women think that if you have to wear a hijab, you have to wear a black burqa. It is compulsory. Nowhere does the Islamic Sharia say that you should wear only a black burqa. As long as it doesn't attract the opposite sex, you can wear any color. You can wear brown, you can wear blue, you can wear white, you can wear ivory, you can wear any color. Maybe people prefer black, you know, because if you wear a black burqa, you may have to wash it once in a week or once in a fortnight. If you wear a white burqa, you may have to wash it every day or maybe every alternate day. So the choice is yours. You can either wear a black burqa and wash it once a week, or wear a white burqa or light color burqa and wash it every couple of days. The option is yours. Nowhere does the Islamic Sharia say that you should wear black. If you want, you can wear black. You can wear any color as long as you follow the six criteria of the Islamic Sharia.